The Trump team takes a loss in the documents case. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal appeals court has lifted a lower court ruling that blocked federal prosecutors from reviewing some of the documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid.
The 11th Circuit ruling that the Justice Department can regain access to about 100 classified documents that Florida District Judge Eileen Cannon had barred them from using as part of a criminal probe. Interesting to note that two of the three judges on the 11th Circuit panel that signed off on the order are Trump appointees.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, the Trump legal team could appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. The former president blasting the civil lawsuit filed against him Wednesday by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, the claims he inflated property values to get better loan terms. The former president telling Fox's Hannity all of his loan applications included a legal disclaimer.
It basically says to an institution, you're going to loan money, you have to go out and make sure that, you know, you get your own appraisers, your own lawyers, everything. These are banks that have the best lawyers in the world, Sean. This is the only case, by the way, that got paid back.
Mr. Trump said James filed the civil suit to further her own political career. President Biden announcing a food aid package to address food shortages caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, telling the United Nations General Assembly.
The United States will donate $1 billion for every $2 billion committed by the rest of the world. So that means we're going to work. That means we're going to work with our partners in Congress to contribute another $6 billion to the Global Fund.
The president called Russia's invasion of Ukraine imperial ambitions, which he said threatens what the United Nations stands for. The worldwide manhunt for a defense contractor convicted of one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history has ended. Leonard Glenn Francis arrested in Venezuela. He disappeared weeks ago just before his scheduled sentencing. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wall Street sharply lower Wednesday after the Federal Reserve announced it was hiking its interest rates again, another 0.75 percentage point.
Well, I think what the market's reacting to is you're seeing a very hawkish Federal Reserve president, a very aggressive Federal Reserve right now. And he was talking about two more rate hikes for the last two meetings this year. And to get to where the Federal Reserve would like to be at the end of this year, you're looking at possibly a 75 basis points or 0.75 percentage point, the same hike as this time for the next meeting. And then the final meeting, a 0.5 percent point. Then one more rate hike in 2023 with rate cuts in 2024 and 2025, signaling the economy could need help in those years.
Edward Lawrence of the Fox Business Network reports fears of a possible global recession are mounting. After a decade in limbo, Nevada is pressing U.S. nuclear regulators to finally kill a mothballed project to entomb the nation's most radioactive waste in the desert north of Las Vegas. Telling the Nuclear Regulatory Commission the Yucca Mountain Plan is a zombie like federal project that's remained on the books without federal funding for more than a decade. Funding for it was killed by then Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The U.S. has no long-term plan for managing or disposing of hazardous nuclear waste, but the Energy Department has spoken recently about the need to find one. A gruesome discovery has been made inside a South Carolina department store.
The family of Bessie Durham reported her missing last week, but the 63-year-old's body was not discovered until Monday. She worked as a janitor at the Belk department store in a Columbia shopping mall. Police found Durham's cleaning cart outside a woman's restroom and discovered her body inside. Despite customers going in and out of the ladies' room for 4 days, apparently no one noticed she was deceased. The cause of her death has not been determined. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.